This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Yeah, I have to stop the world. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a pair of Outside Lands passes?
Yes, please.
For all 3 days. Oh, my God. It's such a good prize. Here we go. Right now, text the word CATCH. CATCH. That's this hour's code word. Text CATCH to our contest line 20357, and you're in the running for a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, the list goes on and on.
Hurry.
Hurry, hurry. Hurry text up. It in. CATCH.
What's the number?
20357.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of numbers to remember.
It is a lot. It's really yep. hard.
Well, we have to memorize a lot of numbers on this show. So,
right.
You know, it's hard to keep it. Luckily, it's written down right here. Our contest line, 20357. The word this hour is catch. And you could find yourself with 3-day passes for Outside Lands, August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park. We've got these passes again at noon. And Jane's got you 3 times during her show. So keep it here on Alice all the live long day. 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. She has Barry Manilow tickets, too.
3 o'clock.
At 3, yeah. It's incredible. We just have it going on over here.
Jane was up early today partying with us, too.
I know. Yeah, she texted. Let me look.
That was early. That was the first news break.
It was. Let's see. Her first text came in at 6:45.
Yeah.
She's the hardest working woman in radio. She's here early. She stays late.
And if you ever text her, you can text her late. Sometimes, you know, we're up at 3 or whatever. I'll shoot her a text because something, I have a question about something or whatever. And sometimes she'll text me right back. I'm like, what are you doing up? That's right. She's a vampire. I forgot. Goth girl. Always a coffin, never a casket.
Right.
That's what she tells me.
Why?
I might have that backwards.
Well, then you don't have it.
I have all the words. All of the words are in there. So I have it on some level. All right. Let us begin, shall we? Elon Musk. He may have more kids than we know about. This guy. It's such an honor to be to receive his sperm. Must be so great.
There's boy, this a lady. Guy, this is, talk about a fall from grace. This guy was your boy.
I just loved him.
So did everybody.
Yeah, because he seemed to be on the right side of things. You know, he was like the electric car.
Well, he's still like that, except solar. People aren't buying them from him anymore.
Yeah, going to Mars. Like SpaceX, I actually went when I was in LA with my kids. I'm like, let's go drive by SpaceX. And we went down. They have this huge, like, I don't know if it's like a super collider or something running down the side of the. I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. And then there we are by the rocket and taking pictures. I love this guy. I love him because he thinks future. I had no idea his future was going to be like a weird takeover with robots who are going to murder us. I get it. I'm being dramatic, but still. It's just crazy. So he's got a zillion kids that we know about. He has 14 kids that we know of.
Okay.
But it sounds like he has way more than that. Because according to the Wall Street Journal, Elon has a habit of asking women to let me impregnate you. Like the thing you said, and he does this like on Twitter. Well, X or whatever he calls it now. He'll be like, you know, you're so smart. That made me laugh. You should let me give you a baby. Because one of these thousand children I'm making is going to take over for me in the tower of the evil genius.
Well, I mean, if the goal is to try and have a lot of kids so that his brain power lives on through one of them, rises and becomes the next, you know, super geek, whatever
villain,
you want to call
super
it,
villain?
Whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's funny. I read about it and everyone was like, he should leave Twitter. He is the biggest stockholder, or not Twitter, Tesla. Mm. He's the biggest stockholder in Tesla. They've been paying him in stock. He owns, if it's not a full 15%, it's almost a full, he's the largest. They cannot do anything with him.
Right.
He won't ever be leaving for anywhere. If he leaves and sells his stock.
Yeah.
He owns 20%, by the way.
What's the name of that brain chip that he's got? I like that, too. Like, he's had, and even the Boring Company. And then
Neuralink?
Neuralink. That's it. That thing is freaking amazing. But I do feel like the reason he's making all these kids, warning to the mothers of these children, he's going to find a way to map consciousness, and he's going to take his brain and put it in your kid's brain and take over the new body so that he's going to, look, a fresh new body.
You read way too much science fiction. No,
listen,
is ridiculous.
You know what? You know what's crazy about science fiction? It gives people ideas.
That's true.
You can't make this stuff up. So anyway, according to the Wall Street Journal.
I think you just did, but okay.
I didn't make it up. They map consciousness. I saw a movie where they mapped consciousness.
So you read
like,
that's why he's having so many kids, that he's going to put his brain in.
No, that's all me. That's my idea.
I was going to say, that's from the brain of Sarah.
Yeah. But you know, I'm not the first person to think of it. My God, this guy. So he's got a habit of asking women to let him impregnate them. This is the Elon Musk we're talking about. Elon Lex Luthor. He hits them up on Twitter sometimes. And he uses payoffs and non-disclosure agreements to keep them quiet. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. This is a legitimate paper. It's not paper anymore, really. So I don't know how legitimate
it is. Well, it's just another business transaction to him, right? And so, maybe even to the mom who's like, you know what? I'd love to have a smart kid, and here I am sitting here doing nothing.
Sure.
And he's going to fund the rest of my life.
He will pay you. Yeah. There's, in fact, this story is about one lady who said, no, I'm not paying. I'm not taking your money. I've got your kid, and I don't want the money. And I'm not going to be quiet about it because I don't want my kid to feel like he's being hidden. His kid's name's Romulus.
Get out of here.
No, I know. To me, this is what I thought. I'm like, this is BS. And the reason I believe that it's BS is because she said no to $15 million. Mm. Which is how little I think about people.
Well,
maybe she's independently wealthy already. Too bad for him.
If she's got enough money to live and isn't tripping on it, then yes, I can see why she would say, I don't need to. If I take your money, then I got to deal with you.
Yeah. But and I'm not going to hide the kid, and you're not taking the kid over and putting your brain in his brain spot. This lady's name is apparently Ashley St. Clair. In a text that Hey, Ashley. Good job, I guess. Mm-hmm. In a text Elon allegedly sent to her. By the way, he refers to his children as Legion, which, you know, that is like a devil thing where all the demons are, it's like a hive mind, the whole Legion thing. I am Legion. Like,
it's in Revelations.
It's bad. It's not good. But his children are Legion.
I wouldn't have known that, by the way.
What's that?
I would not have known that, by the way.
I only know that because I watched The Exorcist.
Okay.
And when he's yelling out of the little girl's mouth, Legion is. He's all, there's like 20 voices that went, we are Legion. That's who they are, Legion. And then she's her head spinning around. She's, you know, projectile vomiting.
Right.
You know, The Exorcist.
Okay. No, I saw it 100 years ago and don't remember it at all.
In a text that Elon allegedly sent to one of his baby mamas, her name is Ashley St. Clair, he said that he needed to impregnate more women because to reach Legion level before the apocalypse, we will need to use surrogates. I'm super scared. I don't know about you guys. That actually like made the hairs go up on the back of my neck. Ashley says, I turned down $15 million to keep the baby's paternity a secret. I turn it down. I want you to know this is Elon Musk's kid. I'm not going to hide the kid, and I don't want him to grow up feeling like a secret.
I wonder if that's the same response Dave Grohl's baby mama had. Like, he may have been able to say to her, listen, I got some dough.
Yeah.
How about you just zip
it? How about
it,
you keep this on the down
and
low?
And I send you, you know, 10 mil a little at a time.
Yeah. I'll support that kid in style to which you will become accustomed.
But it does sound like she didn't take whatever was, maybe there wasn't any offer. I'm speculating, but I have to believe when he saw his whole life coming down, he said, what can I do for you that would keep you?
What can Grohl do for you?
And I guess she just.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe he did feel like, well, this is a mistake that I'm going to own. Is it possible? I mean, he clearly was a serial mistake maker. And
who among us wouldn't first think,
how can I cover this up? I'm capable of doing this one thing. Why wouldn't I be capable of covering it up?
I think he may have come to that conclusion that we're just going to own this and get on with our lives. But at first he thought to himself, how do I push some dirt over this?
It had to have crossed his mind. You know, the crazy thing about it is obviously this new baby of Dave Grohl's isn't related to the mom of his other children, but it is a half sibling to those kids. And I wonder if that figures into where you're like, I don't want to deny the kid, the new kid, and I don't want to deny the other kids a relationship with a sister.
I think after you've broken all the dishes in the house and had good time to stew on it, you might be like, the right thing to do is to
acknowledge
this child up.
Right.
And the child
raise
didn't do
the child
anything.
With love. No.
So, yes, I think you come to that conclusion. I don't think you start there. I think you start hurling dishes at Dave.
Yeah.
And then bowls.
Mm. Bowls.
Bowls.
Mm. Bowls. Bowls of the bowls.
No, her bowl collection.
Oh, the whole bowl collection?
Yes.
Jeez.
All of them.
Not that one, though. I like that one the best.
No, too bad.
The best bowl stays. Anyway, this lady says that she turned down $15 million to keep her baby's paternity a secret.
Good.
Which is, it's, if that is true, then I think that's admirable. But to me, that's the detail in the story that makes it feel untrue.
The $15 million?
Oh.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If she didn't want the money, why did she say yes?
Yeah,
to
she
having,
what
was her to having plan? The baby?
Yeah, what's the goal here?
Yeah, she doesn't really say what her goal was. I guess she just wanted to have an Elon baby. I don't
know.
Well,
if he's out there making this offer,
and it sounds saying he's making it all the time.
I can see why someone would say to themselves, you know what? I have been wanting a baby, and like we just talked about, the fertility, you know, business that's booming and the new company that might be coming up. I can see where a woman might go, boy, this just walked right up and kissed me on the mouth. Yeah, I'll have a kid.
I was hoping
to have a kid.
Maybe she's not a good negotiator, because I'd be like, well, you've got $400 billion. Slice me off one of those. I'll have three babies for you.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I think there are.
My ship has sailed, of course.
I think there are women that have had multiple children with
him. Oh, yes. One lady's got six of his kids.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And even who's the singer? Grimes. She has three of them. And the third one, she was not even saying anything about.
Are you sure there's three?
I'm 91% sure.
I thought there were two.
There were definitely two.
Yeah.
A boy and a girl. And I think she had a third baby. But I think that she...
I thought they started fighting.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah. No, they haven't been together.
One, two, three, four, five?
No, she doesn't have five kids. That's
three children. Sorry.
Yeah, three kids.
Their names are just very odd. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, their names look more like numbers, so it's hard to count them.
There's numbers. There's symbols.
Yes.
And do we know, I believe Grimes took the money, right?
Well, Grimes definitely was... she was more than just a baby mama for a minute there. So I don't know what her deal is. I'm sure she's very well supported, especially if she continues to give babies to the cause of, you know, for the apocalypse. What did he say there? To reach legion level before the apocalypse, we need to use surrogates. So he is looking to put babies in as many people as is humanly possible.
She says she did not take
of course she did.
Money from Elon Musk.
Of course she said that. You know, she did
take it when they were together.
Oh. Well, I feel like I don't want to say that if you take money from somebody that like he is the father. He should help support those kids. Like, in fact, I think legally he has to. So I wouldn't want anyone to feel any shame for that. This whole payoff, the $15 million and don't talk about the kid, that's going to be a personal decision. And I think that would be in addition to whatever child support the kid is getting.
I don't know. I can see a woman being very smart to say no to your payoff, punk. This
unless,
is my kid.
Unless you put another zero
on
that.
And I'm not,
that.
You know, letting you buy
my
say
silence
in how I raise this child.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. Like the woman has possession of the baby. She can say to him, I'm doing what I want here.
Right.
We're not like she wants to raise the child Christian. Maybe she wants to raise the child Buddhist and anything, whatever right. it is, that's a suddenly the guy who paid her $15 million gets a say in things.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, that's a guy whose pockets are bottomless. And so
for the record, I'd take all the money.
I kind of feel like this lady's a bit of a fraud.
Really?
I do.
Even though she didn't take the money, she's the fraud.
I feel like this, just the fact that she's saying she turned down the money and is talking about this makes me feel like this is a person, because like I said, he's got bottomless pockets. Like he could find a way to get that baby away from her. I think it would probably be pretty easy for him. People want money and he has all of it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm not sure I buy the stuff where he's like to reach legion level before the apocalypse.
I believe that, absolutely.
But this lady, I don't know. Maybe it's all true. It just says, to me, a little bit of a scary story.
A little bit.
I'm just a little bit terrified by that story. Haley Joel Osment, the kid from The Sixth Sense. He pops up in a lot of stuff. I see him here and there.
He grew
in,
up
in
so
shows.
Nice.
Yeah, he's done a lot
so
of
so handsome.
You're attracted, huh?
Into him.
He's your type? Yeah.
Very, very good job.
He's very cute.
Young man.
Very cute. I just saw him in a movie called Blink Twice, where he played one of the very, very bad men in that movie. Yeah.
Was he good?
He was good in it. He's really good. In fact, I think he was in Entourage as well. Did you just say Entourage?
No, The Boys. He was in The Boys.
Oh, yeah. He was in The Boys.
Yeah, they say still on The Boys, so I forgot what his character's name is.
I forget, too.
Anyway, he's just another one of those cute kids who grows up, and you go, oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Well, they don't, you know, cute kids, that's a thing.
Yes. And he was like the cutest kid.
The kid face
is still right there in the middle of all the rest of them.
All the flesh.
There's a cute kid. Right. So apparently, Haley Joel Osment, Sixth Sense kid.
Yeah.
He was arrested at Mammoth for intoxication.
Was he skiing?
April 8th. Yeah. Well, he was there and partying. Haley Joel Osment was recently arrested for alleged public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance.
Oh. What do you think? Doobie weed?
No. You don't get arrested for that anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Probably coke.
Oh.
I mean, right?
I don't know.
Former child star, now 37. Cuffed at Mammoth Mountain Ski Area.
I don't know why you people like that stuff so much.
So fun.
There's no way that's fun.
Well, not anymore it isn't. I mean, I would never now. I'm like, it seems like it's a little too dangerous. You got a test kit or what? What do we got here?
Let's stay up all night and lie to each other. Sounds good.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Let's solve all the world's problems right now.
Somebody make sure and run a tape recorder so we can listen to this genius talk back tomorrow. So TMZ, apparently they're sitting there listening to the police radio because they were the first ones to report this. So 37-year-old Haley Joel Osment, he was cuffed at Mammoth Mountain ski area on April 8th. The cops responded to a call about an allegedly intoxicated individual. They called him an unruly skier.
Oh.
This guy's out of control.
All right.
He was booked for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance, reportedly sent to a lab for testing. Whoa, what's this? We better get this tested. Put it in the evidence bag.
Did you just put it on your gums?
What? Oh, silly.
Gummer. That freaking stuff.
Yeah.
And you freaking people.
There are people who are familiar with Joel Haley, Haley Joel Osment, who say he's been struggling lately.
Oh, really?
Apparently, he lost everything in the Eaton fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He recently found a replacement home, but his insurer denied the claim. Yeah, there's so he's struggling.
Apparently. A lot of people were insured by the FAIR plan in the fires, and the FAIR plan is on the verge of just going bust. And they're trying to figure out how to fund the thing. And even a lawsuit on behalf of the California population to stop the FAIR. Meanwhile, all the people on the FAIR plan are like, no, we need the FAIR plan.
Mm.
Just because you're not in a fire zone doesn't mean hundreds of thousands of us need insurance. We have to, like, you, what are we supposed to do? Sell our house?
Right. Nobody can buy it because they can't get insurance for it.
So, yes, that needs to be available. So there's a whole thing going on with that. I hope it works out okay for him because that's, especially on top of his coke problem, this is, I mean.
Alleged.
Well.
He's had other Deweys and stuff, too. Like,
oh, really?
One's from 06. He's much younger. I mean, you know, almost 20 years ago. It's hard to believe how much time has gone by, but.
At every party. You can hear the guy who's not on coke screaming, oh my God, will you guys shut up? Just shut up!
Why is he staying at that party? He needs to leave. Dude, you're a buzzkill. Get out of here. Let me tell you all the things that are annoying me about you right now. Starting with the yelling. Stop it. We're doing the yelling over here. Us. We're talking about stuff. We're solving all the world's problems, and you're over there yelling at us? Please knock that off.
Shut
There's the door. Get out. Slam.
I can't get into the bathroom. It's locked all the time.
Boo-hoo. Well, maybe if you join the party, you can get in there.
I asked you 2 hours ago. Let me have some of that. And you said no.
It's all for us. I don't have enough for you.
Mine.
Get your own.
Stingy psychopath.
I know.
My precious.
You ain't kidding.
He knows it.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of time.
Oh,
I know. I'll save the Grammy game for the game today.
Coming up in the news, it's the Coachella party people.
Oh,
multiple stories after
fun.
These.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I was
Oops, I'm sorry. I was, when we were on, that's
you
why
baited
I was,
me. You asked me a question, and then you hit on. What is wrong with you?
That was a total bait, Sarah. That was not nice.
He ran down the hall.
I had to clear
ending.
Something.
Clear something?
Yeah. Through management. The brain trust down the hall.
Oh, you had a question asked about. Okay, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all at radioalice.com. And I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You totally did. You asked me stuff and then went, shk.
I just was like, why did you leave? And then I turn on the mics.
Right.
Yeah, but because the song was over. It's not like you don't have a countdown over there. It's not.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Barry Manilow Tickets. All this week, listen for the code word with Jane at 305. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to either Barry Manilow on July 18th at Oakland Arena or Barry Manilow on July 20th at SAP Center. You get to choose.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice. I'm a South Bay guy, so I would want to go see the SAP Center.
So
absolutely.
Easy, right? What? Stop giving me stink eye. I didn't do that on purpose.
Clouds this morning. If you're just getting up, you missed the rain. It fully rained this morning on my drive in up the peninsula. So anyway, clouds with some partial clearing later today.
Okay.
Okay. And the Warriors' first playoff game is on Sunday evening at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Okay. I've got some stories about the party people.
Okay.
Let's do this.
The kids at the club?
No. Well, there's a question. Well, yes and no. Don't get ahead of me.
The party people.
We begin with a fast fact.
Fast fact.
Coachella.
Yes.
You know, all the party people. There's another week. People are probably getting ready right now.
Right. Weekend one is done. Weekend two is this weekend.
Somewhere, somebody's putting on the 72-hour body spray and hoping that's going to hold them.
It definitely will.
By the way, for me, that's a no. Like, what are you doing? You're spraying deodorant on your butt and your front butt. Like, what?
You have a front butt?
You know what I mean. I'm just saying,
are you talking about, like, Axe body spray?
All that stuff is that what that is? Now that's deodorant? Sold as all, like, all over spray.
Mm. Oh, I thought you meant, like, paint.
No. What?
Paint? Body paint?
No.
Is that supposed your whole to keep body
the... No. Like, the keeps you from stinking? Spray. Like, oh, someone's spraying spray themselves, like, down and going, I don't need to shower. I got 72 hours of freshness in this can right here. Whoosh. No.
Yeah, it feels super illogical.
It does not take the place of soap and water.
It does if you don't have soap and water. Then you just spray that on over and over. People love the smell of Axe body spray.
Until the egginess breaks through.
Oh my God, they just love it. Oh, egginess. Wow.
You know what I mean.
I was thinking the onionness, but okay.
Either way.
We'll go egginess.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Coachella.
Yes.
Began as a typo.
Really?
The town in California was founded over a century ago, and it was originally going to be called Conchilla, after the Spanish word for the small white snail shells found in the valley's sandy soil. But in the original materials, the printer misspelled Conchilla as Coachella.
Oh.
And rather than redo everything, those lazy mofos said, leave it. It's fine. We'll be Coachella then.
I don't like it.
We sat around Conchilla and spitballed a name for this place.
Because the little snails.
And the
snails.
Printer screwed up, and you're going to just call it.
I mean, it's got a ring to it. Maybe they went Coachella. It's like stage coaches and Cinderella. I mean, it's really got everything you want. It's like a fairy tale town where music brings everyone together and good times are had by all. Coachella. Stomp those little shrimpy shells.
If you're getting ready for weekend two of Coachella.
I am. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Honestly, I think I've made myself clear, but let me try again. That spray stuff is not covering you for 3 days. Stop it. Try soap and water.
Mm. But if you can't, though,
all right.
Go for the Axe body spray.
Like, why can't you, though?
Because you're camping at Coachella.
Okay. You're really obsessed with how people smell.
He is the stink police.
It's really more about this new thing where everything that's being sold now is about how you can use it everywhere. And I just think you shouldn't be telling people that they smell and need to spray themselves.
Mm.
If anything, I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm just not a perfume guy. Is that it? Must be.
I don't know. I'm with you. I really do feel like, we have enough things to feel self-conscious about without people going, you know, you need this product to spray on your crack because, you know, you can't possibly be nice smelling enough and you're going to offend someone and have all the people you want to bang are going to run for the hills.
Whoa, this is all a little graphic, but yes, I agree with you entirely.
It just feels like there's always something to be self-conscious about.
Burglars.
Okay. Burglars.
Burglars are hitting the places that people at Coachella are staying at while the people are at Coachella.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good time to do it.
Burglars are stealing luxury goods from the hotel rooms that people are, you know, I'm going out to Coachella. I'll leave behind the things I don't want to carry.
Yeah.
My computer, my...
Right.
My Mew Mew purse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you say it? Mew Mew?
Sure. We're going Mew Mew. Mew Mew.
Whatever it is.
Purse.
They stole Louis Vuitton bags, Gucci slippers, and lots more luxury goods while people were attending the coach. So either someone at these hotels is like running a business.
Yeah.
Or someone's figured out how to single key the rooms, you know?
Yeah. Are there master keys that work for those things?
That's how, you know, the people who pretend to clean your room get in.
But it does seem like there's definitely cameras in every hall, so it feels like an inside job to me, but...
Anyway, be careful if you're headed to Coachella. This is one of those things where they know where you are and that you'll be gone all day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't bring the things that you know, aren't going like to actually... Keep. I like you're not... Yeah, come on.
No, I would want my laptop with me.
I'm just saying you don't need your Louis Vuitton bag.
Well, don't worry. I don't have one of those.
Just wear your fanny pack and you'll be fine.
Bring your worst stuff.
Right.
But say goodbye to your electronics. It feels like there must be a good place to hide stuff in a hotel. If people are knocking a bunch of hotel rooms and, rolling them for the goods because they're burglars.
Well, and imagine your campsite. Like, you're camping. Hopefully there's security guards hanging around watching the stuff as you head off into the venue, but...
I got my Louis Vuitton sleeping bag here. I don't want anyone taking that from me. I hope you are
rolling rough
meow,
out
meow
there.
Meow, meow, lantern.
Anyway.
And my Axe body spray.
Be careful out
I'm
there.
I'm going to need.
Everybody.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another one from the party people.
Okay, tell me.
These trends are back from the dead.
Back from the dead?
Well, and it is one of those funny things like...
Like this went away and now it's back.
Yeah, I ride... There's a high school near my house and I see the I wish I were a cool kid. They're all, you remember high school kids. Everyone wants to be cool and they're all trying the hardest to be the coolest. It really matters. The baggy pants, for example, are fully back. Mm. There's no more skinny pants. They're all super baggy, which I actually kind of, some of them are too baggy.
Some are so large.
And they're in the way that I just would be.
It's like, wow, you're wearing like an entire bolt of fabric around each leg.
You're swimming in them.
Feels like a trip hazard.
It's too much. But anyway, here are some of the trends making a comeback. Low-rise jeans are back. Not skinny jeans, but low rise.
Because I felt like low rise never went away. I think Taylor was single handedly trying to bring the high waist back, and I went, "That is uncomfortable." Going low rise, but the super.
Why is the high rise uncomfortable?
It comes in at belly button height, and then I feel like it gives you a fupa. I don't like that. But I mean, maybe we should ask the 30-year-old on the show.
High rise were definitely in.
Were they?
Yes. And now low rise are back, which have their own issues. Like, I hear what you're saying. Yes, they can be comfortable.
But then there's like the pull
sitting.
It up over the front kind of thing.
But when you're standing, I personally think the high rise is more flattering on your curves.
Mm.
The low rise is so impractical. Like, if they sit right at your hips, they're falling down.
They do fall down. They're like a cup. It's like a cup of your hips. And then they go down and then they hang off the back. And then you get like kind of like a flap. Over the back. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Can you describe a fupa? I don't know what that is.
I think you do know what it is. And I'm not, I actually can't describe it.
What? Skirts over jeans.
Oh. Over.
Like a 90s
trend. Is it just another way to get, get some more use out of the skinny jeans that you bought before they went completely out of style?
That's a very layered look. I would imagine that's not good for summer.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of hot.
You doing any of that, 30-year-old?
I remember the last time the skirt over the jeans was in, and I thought it was pretty cute. But back then, it was skinny jeans were in.
Mm.
So I'm not sure how the baggy jeans under the skirt are going to work. I will be passing.
Mm.
I will be passing personally.
The wide leg pants are back. You know, besides seeing the kids walk down the sidewalk towards their homes after school's out, I also go to this Post-Atlantic's in Scotts Valley.
Shame.
And there are kids that work in there. Oh. And so one of the ladies is a goth. Sorry, one of the kids
young
that
women?
Works. Yeah, young women. Thank you.
Whatever.
No, that helps. one of the young women. Like, she is a young lady, too. She's got one of those zit stars, like, on her face every time I go in. Like,
oh, she's like a recurring.
They move around.
They do move.
Yeah, I mean, there's not
the constellations change. Position as
but she gets a black zit star to match her
black
goth,
zit star
black clothing, but all her pants are extremely baggy, like extreme.
That doesn't feel goth to me.
They're black,
yeah,
and baggy.
I always think of like the goth kids as being in like a black suit top to bottom, like car style, like really narrow pants, and I guess it's like the clothing of the day, but in black.
In black.
Okay.
And then you get your zit star to match.
In
and
black.
She's dyed her hair black to match the zit star to match the black pants.
Black lipstick? Lip ring?
I don't think so. I don't know about face jewelry. I noticed the black and thought of our Jane. I was like, I know another goth lady
too. It's a baby
too.
Jane. Right.
But I didn't, you know, I'm just trying to mail something and then get out of there. Ballet flats are back, according to this list. Something called stirrup pants.
Mm.
They're in.
They're like the original leggings, really. You know, stirrup pants had just a loop at the bottom, but they were before like the true leggings, jeggings happened.
Mullets are in now.
They don't have a nod to that.
Right
they're only going to have a minute,
right,
and then everyone's going to go, oh, yeah, that's right, these suck.
They've
right.
been in for a little while now.
Yeah, they're have in, they? And the guy rolling, look, who is that?
Benson Boone.
Boone, everyone, and by the way.
He just has a shaggy head of hair. That's not a true mullet. Like, a true mullet is you know, business up front, party in the back. He's basically party all over the place.
Word on the street is... Because, you know, I'm out there.
And you, this is the thing you cleared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Word on the street is his new album is smoking hot.
Mm.
It's going to be incredible.
Like, we're
going to
go deep.
We're going to play a lot of hits off all the new Benson Boone record.
Great. He's got both trends. The trends now were kids are getting perms again. Perms and mullets. Which were awful in the 80s. They're awful now.
That's the broccoli hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broccoli hair.
That's what they call it.
That's funny.
It's a broccoli cut.
It's just like a poof on top.
My hair was so thick.
Yes.
When we tried to perm it, it just went straight. Like it could, it's unpermable.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't mine was take the same. I tried.
You know, that is funny. Like my hair would never perm either. Now my hair is like actually kind of curly in its normal state. It's a weird thing.
Jason Sisko's perfect. Like he got the perfect perm.
Oh, his perm worked.
And it worked.
I think it has something to do with like the, you know. The,
it's your hair.
The way your hair feels, yeah.
Thick Italian hair, soon to fall out. I didn't know at the time, or I would have been more careful with it.
What am I perming this for? Am I going to lose it any second?
There's more chemicals in my head.
Vinyl is on the list of things that are back. Anyway, there's a bunch of stuff that's back.
Right.
Oh, I'm running out of time. Let me do this story real quick. Can I?
Yeah. You have plenty of time.
This story is right out of a Bosch book. It's one of my favorite Bosch books, too, by the way.
Okay. Bosch is he's like a detective.
He's a
police
detective.
Procedural.
Yeah, Michael Connelly's the author and
Lincoln lawyer guy.
Mm-hmm. Burglars tunnel through a concrete wall to steal $10 million in jewelry from an LA store.
Oh. Ooh.
Did you read that Bosch book?
They were tunneling up, right?
And they were doing it on a holiday weekend.
Yes,
and they were getting into these safety deposit boxes, and they knew what was exactly what they were going for. But they were doing this like they were tunneling out all the stuff they because you've got to dig this hole, and get rid of the stuff that's in the way.
Right, that you can't just put the dirt in one room and then put it all back in. Like you have to actually get rid of it.
Right.
And that was the giveaway, right? That's how they found out
they were doing it. It's such a good story. God, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, burglars tunneled through a concrete wall. This is a real story, not a book. Okay. They tunneled through a concrete wall to gain access to a Los Angeles jewelry store, making off with $10 million worth of watches, pendants, gold chains, and other merchandise.
Wow.
That's a score.
That's a good take.
How are you going to fence this stuff? I have no idea.
Well, head over to Reno, get rid of some of it there, then go to Vegas.
The heist happened around 9:30 p.m. Sunday at Love Jewels on Broadway.
Love Jewels.
In the heart of downtown's jewelry district. Investigators are reviewing security camera footage that shows the suspects entering the store from a large hole they drilled from the property next door.
So they tunneled through. Was it vacant, the property next door?
Doesn't say. They tunneled through multiple levels of concrete.
Wow.
Into the target location.
Over the course of days, or did they get through it all in one night?
Initial estimates are $10 million worth in merchandise stolen. They say that number could change. It could be more like $20
million. Oh, my God.
No alarms went off.
Mm.
And the feed to their in-store security cameras were cut.
Oh, that's smart. That's what you got to do, burglars.
At the store on Tuesday, workers covered up the hole in the wall with a metal plate, repaired other damage, and cleaned up overturned display cases and discarded boxes.
Mm.
Two large safes were broken into containing merchandise that they stole as well.
They got into the safes. These guys are armed and dangerous. They have all the things they need.
They got the goods, man.
They have laser beams or something?
It's right out of them. How did they make this happen? It's totally out of a movie.
Yeah. It's like a Mission Impossible thing. You know, get your way into this vault, basically, and get out with the goods.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Poor Vinny. Maybe ladies will be in again soon someday. Jamie, ladies. Oakland, Odyssey. I'm really not trying to bum people out, but there was someone who wrote in and said, stop calling us
girls or ladies.
We're women. All right. Get AC.
Women.
You're also girls. And you're also ladies. Mm. You're all the stuff.
We're also chicks.
I didn't say that. She said that.
I like to be a chick.
Call your mom.
Also a little bit of a bitch. That's just me.
Vincent, I love Bosch.
Mm. Bosch is...
Read every book.
Actually, the series finale of Bosch, like Legacy or something, is on TV tonight.
I'm going to have to look up the order of things and then watch it.
Mm.
I really love the books. I just felt like the show, the first season of the first show just mashed like three books together it and did. I went, you're ruining it.
So his daughter starts to be on the show, and I'm thinking that maybe he turns things over to her, and she's now the star of it. Because I thought that the original guy who was playing Bosch was...
Well, there's also a person he's befriended, and that's the...
I remember
what is her name? Rachel?
Woman.
No. Yeah. Anyway, there's another lady that he was going to partner with in the books, and they're great. She's a great character. Their relationship is really cool. Mm-hmm. It's they're neat.
Is it a platonic relationship?
Yes.
Always?
Yes. There's never any even good. Slight.
See, people can work together.
Of course.
Yeah.
For Bob's victory song, play the ending jingle for Bob's Discount Furniture. Oh my Bob. What's Bob's Discount Furniture?
Well, let's we're about
to give
find
somebody
out.
A plug. Darn it. I got tricked into another
Bob.
Plug.
Bob.
Yeah. Maddie, dump that. Course. Is it too late?
It's too late. Oh, I'll fix it in post. Don't worry. Nobody will hear it.
Just see if you can find that. That's interesting.
All right.
Tell me everything.
People are very worried about Justin Bieber. We'll start there and see where we get to.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.